from KQED.
Silicon Valley, like every other region in California, is hurting. Unemployment is at a record high and venture capital investments have plummeted. But as Juan Ha reports, it's still the place tech startups go to get noticed by people with cash.
More than 400 companies, some from as far away as Vietnam, Brazil, and Australia, applied for a chance to showcase their recently launched products in front of a Silicon Valley audience Tuesday.
So GameShoe is the world's first 3D social entertainment platform.
Clement Song, who runs a virtual gaming company in Beijing, won one of the coveted 30 spots to present and get grilled on his business model by a panel of Silicon Valley investors.
But I'm curious, what's the hook for a gamer or a user? What's the sort of instant nut that they get and they go, oh, wow, I have to go?
Many participants are looking for a large injection of capital to bring their products to the mass market. Some entrepreneurs who didn't present at the competition called Launch Silicon Valley were there hoping for a chance to have a conversation like this one with a potential investor.
How are you going to bring it to the U.S. market?
Well, I want to do it through partners.
Other entrepreneurs like Jordan Stolper, who's based in New York, see Silicon Valley exposure as key to their company's success.
Silicon Valley is, you know, in a way that New York doesn't offer, has an ecosystem of financing and talent and lawyers and all the things that you need to make a startup go.
Stolper runs Glider, a company that created a web application that helps internet users plan trips and vacations. He says the competition for investment dollars these days is tough. That's why getting FaceTime with Silicon Valley venture capitalists is crucial. Event organizer and venture capitalist Bill Riker says investment dollars are concentrated in the Bay Area because many individual investors, called angels, have become skittish.
With the current economy, the angel groups are getting a little bit hesitant to stake a company not knowing where the next check is going to come from.
The pitch fest ended with the audience and venture capitalists voting for the company deemed most likely to succeed in six categories. Clement Song's virtual gaming company from Beijing was one of the winners. He and the others will get $40,000 in free services and accolades that may very well turn into dividends. Organizers say a dozen companies that presented in previous years received about $80 million in funding shortly after their appearance at the event. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.